In last week, Region 1, after about 2.5 to 3 months of putting together a budget under tough circumstances, COVID, Zoom meetings, Google meetings, you name it, the budget was put together, and the budget vote was passed. Every town passed it. Only about 345 people showed up to vote, which is always a disappointment, but the budget passed. And we now turn our eyes over towards New York State. Weavetuck Central School budget for 2021-2022. The vote for that is coming up very soon, as a matter of fact, in 8 days, May 18th, at the high school gym, with the polls open from noon till 9 p.m. We have the superintendent joining us once again, Ray Castellani. Ray, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's I at one point in my life over the past 10, 12 years was very involved in looking at the Board of Education, and there are certain years where we actually had 1,500, 1,600 people show up to vote. Unfortunately, it always has to be a contentious year when that happens. It seems a lot of years people just don't show that much interest in the budget over here in Connecticut. I don't know what it's how it is in New York, but this year we have a new administration and a school board that has really been very open to the community, which is great. Both the administration and the school board have been very, very open and very, very communicative. And I think that's it's a sign why people probably don't show up. They're happy, and why they voted to the budget. Do you find these things the same over at the Weavetuck School District?
Well, I do think that that's the case. I know last year we had mail-in votes, and we had a tremendous amount of participation in the vote. But each year, I just believe that people are content, and sometimes it just gets by them. They just think that if they just they're not voting, that it's going to pass the budget no matter what, that they do support the school district. So we would rather have people come out and support the vote so that it's not something we have to stress about, because with low numbers, sometimes you have your nose votes no matter what the budget's going to be. But we'd rather have more people participate and support the budget.
Yeah, it's one thing to have people participate. And when we say people participate, it's people that are for the budget, against the budget, or people who don't really understand the budget. Like, you can look at your budget numbers and see that you need to raise $24 million, almost $25 million. And you can see, the great thing about this is you can see the anticipated revenue exclusive of taxes, and then you see the amount of tax money. And in New York State, unlike Connecticut, things are a lot more complicated when it comes to how the money is collected and doled, and how the taxes are affected.
Absolutely, in New York State, it's an antiquated, broken system. The way that the government has the school boards and the schools funded with taxes, it's just what we have to roll with. They really have been looking to, we've been looking to try to change the way that is. But in New York State, just like most everything in the government, things are complicated.
All right, now let's give us what you think are the highlights of the budget that is being presented to the public this year.
Sure. Well, the first thing is that we do know that it's a little bit higher than some of our neighbors. The budget, our budget, is a 3.72% increase budget to budget. With the levy, one of the things that the board had, I think, can be proud of is that the New York State tax calculation of 2%, we know, is really never a 2% calculation. It's more of a formula. This year, we were allowed to go at 4.41% for a levy. The board felt that was not appropriate at this time. So we are under the allowable levy, which is 4.41. We are at 3.95%. And this allows us to qualify our taxpayers for the tax relief reimbursement for STAR. So even though we would be able to go to 4.41, we're definitely going under that to 3.95. And this allows us to continue to offer the programs that we have to our students. There's really nothing extremely extra put into it. We do have some support staff in regards to we have another custodian cleaner that we put in the budget, knowing with COVID and all the cleaning and all the disinfection we have to have. We wanted to add another custodian cleaner to our really depleted custodial staff. We have lots of electives that our students can take to give them opportunities to be well-rounded students. We are also offering lots of college courses where our students can leave Weebatuck with 1 year of college credits under their in their resume, so they can go to school. And many of our students that take these courses graduate college in 3 years rather than 4 years. And it's we have courses that are, I think, exciting for students that try to catch their interest in arts and cinema, in engineering, in advanced biology. So these are courses that we believe that will help our students become well-rounded and compete with their fellow classmates across the region.
We're speaking with Ray Castellani, superintendent of the Weebatuck Central School District. Once again, the Board of Education, the budget, and actually the Board of Education vote comes up on May 18th at the Weebatuck High School gym from noon till 9 p.m. I am absolutely impressed, by the way, the school districts, Region 1 here in Connecticut, your school district, Pine Plains, Taconic Hills, Dover Union, have weathered the storm of COVID-19 both financially and the way the schools have run. I mean, I think it's been a tough year, but I think all these districts, you've all done amazing jobs.
It's been difficult. I have to thank our staff, our faculty. We have to thank our parents, our students. We, as a small school district, had our elementary school students in for 4 days a week since October. We had hybrid for our students at grades 5 through 12 in October. We then moved our students in grades 5th, 6th, and 7th to a full in-school earlier in the year in January. And then we brought our high school students and 7th and 8th and high school students back early, too. So we have given our students the opportunity. Now, many choose to stay home and learn remotely, which is great. We're hoping next year that the government, the New York State Ed, says that we have to be in school because we want our students in school. But we have done a phenomenal job with our teachers and our staff, and again, our students, on having our students learn. And is there opportunity? Yes. Are we concerned that there has been some learning loss because of the remote and because of the COVID? Absolutely. We're looking at summer programs through this budget to help support those students that do need to fill in the gap. So it's been an amazing, crazy year, but I think at this time we have done the best we could with the situation that we've been handed.
And I think with all the problems that you face with some of the disadvantages, the only good thing about this is every school district across the nation has had these same disadvantages. So no one in the local school district is getting any less of an education than anybody else across the country, because everybody has faced these same problems. And they're problems that we'll all learn from. And if we need it again in the future, it'll be there. Now,
We are under the tax cap, which allows them to qualify for that reimbursement. But even more importantly, even though the taxes are going up, the rate that people will be paying now because of the money, the assessment of Aminia with Silo Ridge and some other properties, their tax rates are actually going down. So we anticipate that their taxes that they will actually pay will go down this year.
That's something that people don't understand about how important to have big businesses in communities being able to help foot the underwriting of these schools. One final question for you, Ray. Has COVID-19 brought any more of a school population, people from maybe the New York City area to Weebatuck, or has that just been minimal here?
It's been minimal. We have a number of students that have come into the school district. I'm not sure COVID is the reason for that. I just think it's something that in the next couple of months we'll see what the final numbers are. But we have a beautiful area. We have a good school district, and anyone who wants to be part of the school district for the future, we welcome.
All right. Well, once again, the meeting is tonight, but the vote is coming up on May 18th at the Weebatuck High School gym. The polls open from noon to 9 p.m. Ray, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Marshall, thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Ray Castellani, who is a superintendent of the Weebatuck Central School District, on the budget vote, which is coming up.